Okay, so this is Vicky from Level 3 Year 1 Creative Arts course. So over to you, Vicky, if you want to go through a couple of bits of your project. So talk about your theme.
So for this project, for my final major project, I've chosen the theme of environmental change, and this is the mood board I created when it comes to like landscapes, change, and then the climate overall. It's based on how possibly wildfires and any like natural disasters have destroyed the environment, and then it's the contrast between the still blooming and living trees, plants, anything like that on the landscapes, and then the destroyed ones. I've chosen the discipline of painting, and I want to do it in an impressionistic style because I thought about realism, but I wasn't too into it. I wanted something a bit more abstract, but not like incredibly abstract. So I've chosen impressionism because
I
really
like
that.
You know, there's cameras for realism.
Yeah.
We don't need to paint like that.
Yeah. And then for my experimentations, I started with cutting out little squares of wood, and I took photos on one of the experimental days, and I tried to get them to look like they are impressionistic paintings. So I used those as my references for these little paintings for my experiments. I added them into my sketchbook on one of the pages, got them here, and I added little tiles of what I used in front of the camera to get it to cause that sort of blurry impressionistic effect, and I've got all the other photos.
So is this your primary research?
It's primary research and experimentation.
It's brilliant.
Mixed together. So I've got all the photos in this little booklet.
I love that little book.
Yeah, I got it from the Skills Fair actually.
Genius.
But yeah, and then I put the tiles in, and I've got my research on distortion in photography as well. Got some reference photos of what I could have done, and then I've got some information there as well. I've also got my three artist research at the beginning.
Have you only got three?
Yeah, I've only got three at the moment.
So far.
Yeah.
Will you be adding some more?
Possibly one more if I feel like I've done all my experimentations well.
I would
and everything.
Add some more anyway. Because if you've got more influence, you know, your experimentation phase, hopefully it will grow and develop from that.
So I've got my three artists here for landscapes, the impressionistic style, and for colour. And then I've got some primary drawings that I'm yet to develop over the weekend. And then I've got some more research, and I made little tags to specify what I took out from the research that really interested me. And I've got it on all of the pages. And then I've got some visuals on controlled fires so that I can then respond to and look at the contrast between them. And then I've got some research on fauvism and how they used colour. And then I've got some inspirational photos for impressionistic sort of paintings. Then for my experimentations, I've created this tile out of canvas fabric, and I did five squares so that I can do a really detailed painting of a landscape and then slowly go down with the detail using different brushes, different thicknesses of paint and stuff like that. And then I've also created these two boards using different mediums such as acrylics, inks, used my finger to swipe some of them, used thick brushes, some thinner brushes, worked on the shapes, then used some watercolours and oil paint to look at the different contrasts between the colours and stuff.
So
like
sorry,
that.
Is contrast your theme?
It's changing landscapes.
Okay.
But I want to show the contrast between the colours of like the living sort of like nature and then the burnt sort of dead nature and environment.
In terms of experimenting with landscapes, I see this one so far. Are these just types of paint that you've been experimenting with first?
And then I'm planning to work into them with maybe some biro, maybe some charcoal.
Okay, so
and
mixed media.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
And
I like the idea of this, that you're going to start off with like a bit more detail,
yeah,
and then slowly remove the detail to sort of link in with the impressionism.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like that idea. And then even that as a sequence could be, you know, something that's developed further, because
mm-hmm.
that's linking directly back in with that change.
Yeah.
Was that an intention?
It was sort of an intention, and also PJ suggested that to me, of like doing it so that all really detailed and then going down
mm.
with the detail as it goes on.
I love that.
And then,
but then also you could represent change of the landscape within these
yeah.
with the less detail.
And then this one I want to do change in sort of the colours. I divided it into four bits, and it's one whole landscape, but I'm doing like really bright colours, dulling them down a little bit more, then really
mm.
dull, and then black and white.
Lovely.
So
and then you're
going to
sort of choose one from
yeah.
there and then go
and
forth
yeah.
with that. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and then develop on that, because for my final piece I was thinking of painting on wood because I really enjoyed it on the little tiles.
Okay, good.
It causes some, like, I don't know, because of the texture of the wood, it causes some nice, like, not sort of blurry effects, like, it mixes in really nicely and causes that, like, just nice feel.
Okay, I love that. It's definitely different from painting on a framed canvas,
yeah.
isn't it? Because a canvas, no matter how tight you prepare it, it's still got movement in it.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, brilliant. Very, very versatile. So the way that this is going to work is I've made a few couple of general observations. I'm going to divide, maybe you two could work together in a minute, and then you two, and then we're going to devise three strengths of Vicky's project and three areas of improvement, but we'll discuss them as a group as it goes. But you've all got a couple of questions in front of you, so Rodrigo, would you like to fire away a question for Vicky, our little artist?
What research influenced you the most?
I think probably my wider contextual research on the controlled fires and the wildfire in Rhodes probably influenced me the most.
Why?
So because I went on holiday to Rhodes during the Easter, and I saw all the burnt trees and the landscapes and how some of the trees were still like blossoming, there was still like green leaves, but the actual bark of the tree was really burnt into it, so that inspired me to do this theme sort of, and like specialism, and then I further researched into that, and that just inspired me to create this as a whole.
Well, I think that's also a really good strength of yours, is you're utilizing your research in such clever ways that it's directly feeding into your work. Did you go on holiday to Rhodes?
Yeah.
Ah, that's where it's come from. Okay, so even better use of primary research. So I've given you a form. You can start filling in some strengths. That could be a strength. That would be a suggestion of my strength. You guys are going to work on weaknesses, okay? Not weaknesses in that's really bad, but an area of development, okay? So do talk to each other. But Jacob, would you like to ask a question to Vicky?
Who is your audience?
I don't have a specified target audience in this case. It's just to share awareness and a warning to literally anyone of any age, any culture, just absolutely anyone who looks at it. I want everyone to see it and understand the message that climate change is really starting to change the landscapes and the environment around us.
Brilliant. So your audience could be so wide. It
yeah.
could just be anybody that likes a landscape painting as well.
Yeah.
But it's also, you've got that inclusivity in it and that sort of like educational awareness within your work that I think is a really good strength. Like you're using your work as a voice
yeah.
to propel what's important to you. And I really like that. Thank you. So we've got 3 minutes left. Natalie, would you like to fire away a question at Vicky?
What wider context have you looked at?
I have looked at the history behind Jersey and the Lahoufi petrified tree stumps,
mm-hmm.
as to how Jersey used to be a part of France and it used to be a massive forest, but because of obviously just natural causes of like the water washing away at the rocks, at the land, it then broke apart from France, and then it became an island, and then because of some storms, it actually got rid of that forest, and that's how we have our beaches now, which is some really cool information that actually intrigued me.
I love that. Did you say petrified stumps?
Petrified tree stumps, yeah. You can still see some at someone's.
Yeah, I was actually about to mention that to you, because that whole bay used to be oak farms. Yeah, they're actually kind of been resurfaced at the moment down someone's. So if you ever see them, they're like peat beds.
Yeah.
They're kind of crumbly. Okay, Jay, can you find a question for Vicky, please?
What new processes have you used?
I've actually used oil paint as a new process because I haven't used or painted with oil paint at all. So I kind of experimented with that on different sort of surfaces and paper, but also I've found a new liking to painting on wood. I've never painted on wood before, and I think it ties in quite well to my project of like looking at nature and everything, because then I'm including it into my actual pieces.
And another way that you could, you know, we've got that sustainability and ethical awareness consideration that all of you guys need to make to your work, is that you could be using reclaimed wood.
I went to Andy and I got some of that wood. That
even
was
better.
Better.
This is quite a powerful project. So well done, Vicky.
Thank
I really
you.
Like it. So between you, you've got two. You two are a pair. Come together. You two are a pair. Please, can you come up with three areas of strength? So you two on the strengths, and you guys are on the areas of improvement for Vicky. Or did I swap that around already? Your strengths, your areas of improvement. But please talk to each other. You have under a minute. Okay, so just three, and then whilst they're working on that, Vicky, even if you don't want to talk to each other, you can write one on a post-it note each, okay? And then come up with one together. Here you are. Come on, get going. You've got 30 seconds. And then whilst they're doing that, Vicky, maybe from this conversation, on the end of this form, it's got next steps. How will you respond?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you could write down a few points on your post-it.
Okay.
And see where that goes, and then we can consolidate it all onto this. Have you finished at that one? Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Be specific as well. Those who are writing suggestions on how to improve, be specific on how they can be improved. There we go. There's our timer. It's got a beep now. Thank you so much, Vicky.